Hello, prospects. Welcome to another episode of Prospects TV. This week we're joined by Tyler Kutu, assistant coach on the 14U and the 19U prospect teams.
Thanks for having me, Justin.
No problem. Glad to be here. I'm Justin Gervais. I run Gervais Baseball. Also playing the 19U team. Got a lot to get into about prospects weekend up in Saratoga, New York. So let's start off with player of the week. Anthony Ramos batted 500 and had a 571 OBP with 7 runs scored in just 5 games, 4 stolen bases, helped lead his team to a championship. What do you see about Ramos on a day-to-day basis that makes him so good for our
club? Yeah, I mean, he's our leadoff hitter. He passes lightning, you know. He gets on base, he finds a way, and he's always looking to take that extra base. And whether pitchers will admit it or not, it gives them a lot of thought in the back of their mind. They pay extra attention to him, and it doesn't matter. You swipe second, swipes third, next thing you know, sack fly, ground ball, he's in. We got a 1-0 lead.
Absolutely. His speed is definitely his X factor, you know. Mm-hmm. He can sometimes he'll hit ground balls that other kids are out by 3 or 4 steps, and he's safe at first base on them. And it just brings a whole new dynamic to the team. It gets our lineup going when something like that happens. He has the ability to make a great play that sparks his entire team in the field. And just an overall great player. And a fun player to play with, too, you know? Fun player to coach,
Fun player to watch. You know, you sit back and try and stay as objective about the game as I can, but see him run the bases or go trackball it down in the gap, it's crazy.
Yep, absolutely. Great kid, too. You know, great friend, great teammate, great person. Anthony Ramos, congratulations, buddy. Pitcher of the week, Luciano Leone.
Yeah, he's one of my guys. Shout out Coach Matt. Loves Luch, who doesn't? That game, actually, we were 2-1 heading into that game, so we needed to win without giving up a run, and needed another team to win for us to have a chance to advance. We didn't end up advancing, but we did win 10-0 with, you know, Luch's back up against the wall and commands the ball well, mixes speeds, curveball for strikes, cutter. You know, he's a grinder. Guys can't get solid contact against him. Just a lot of rollovers, and we make the plays behind him.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he pitched a shutout when he needed to. Not an easy thing to ask of a pitcher.
Not at all.
He had five innings, he only had 4 hits, 1 walk, and he was able to step up when his team needed him to. And for a player that, I mean, what else can you ask for, you know?
Right.
Going out there every day. And like you said before, soft contact, that's a huge thing, you know?
Yeah.
You can be striking out 20 guys, but when they hit you, if they hit you hard, then they'll find you. But when they hit you, if they're hitting them soft, then you're always going to be able to compete.
That's right. So. Yeah. I think they only got runners onto second that game. We turned a double play or two behind Luch. And if the defense is locked in when a guy like him is on the mound, you know, they know the ball's coming. They know to be ready, and they make the plays.
Absolutely. And it's fun playing with those guys, too. You know, they're always going to go out there and give your team a chance to win.
Yeah. Feel good every time he steps on the rubber.
Absolutely. So, for team of the week, my team, Coach Kutu's team. 19U, Battle of the Border Champions, down in up in Saratoga, New York. You know, we were able to win our first Firecracker tournament as an organization, and got the trophy right here, and it felt pretty good, didn't it?
Felt really good, huh?
Yeah.
First of all, it was a good venue, first time we've been to Saratoga.
Yep.
Had a good tournament there, played some good competition, team from Maine, Connecticut. Ended up playing PSL in the championship. Mm-hmm. That was a great game, you know. Back and forth, had the lead early. They chip away, tie it up, and top of the seventh came, and we did our thing.
Absolutely. You know, what did you see from a coach's perspective? I'll give my perspective after as a player, but what do you see that helped us that week? What made us so successful that weekend?
You know, I haven't been around as much as I would like with the 19s, but seeing the way the guys bought in as a team and did the little things, you know, third outs made with the guy on the bases, we're picking him up, we're bouncing in and out of the dugout, being selfish to want to win and being selfless towards your teammates. And
Absolutely.
I think that's a huge difference maker. You know, we had a close game at one point. We had some blowouts in that championship round, but we had a couple close games too, and those can be the difference maker. So,
yeah, definitely. I mean, we were going into our last pool play game being 3-0, and we had the mindset you know, Cody instilled in us this mindset of we're not letting the tournament director decide our fate. We're going out there, we're winning this last game, and we're going to take first place, first seed. That's right. And that's what we did, and then we were able to carry that success over to the championship game. Yeah. And, you know, what I noticed with this team, different from other teams that I've played on in the past, is like you said, the selfishness to want to win, but the selflessness to play for your teammates. Mm-hmm. Everybody on that team is great friends. You know, we love being there. We love showing up every day. We love going to these tournaments, hanging out with our buddies the whole weekend. You know, after we won that championship, none of us wanted to leave. You know, we wish we had a whole nother tournament to play right there. And that's really the best feeling
you can
have as a team and as a player.
Absolutely. I mean, you guys, the 19s, you just want to get better, man. You guys grind. You don't get satisfied. You see in a tournament like that when it gets a little bit tough, back against the wall, whatever, you don't shy away. You step up, you rise up, and find ways to win.
Absolutely. And also, shout out to Firecracker. Like you said earlier, great tournament, great venue. Guys were able to go to Lake George after the games were over, hang out around New York.
Yeah, forget what team ho was. Our 14s hit the racetrack.
That was a great time. Just great venue, great job by Firecracker, great tournament. Mm-hmm. So we also have a special announcement. I'm sure you may have heard, but 19U pitcher Ben Sears has officially committed to University of Houston.
That's right.
It's been a long road for him. We're very, very proud of him. Very happy for him. He committed the night after he pitched at this tournament for us. You know, he had a great game. And what do you see with Ben that, you know, obviously it caught the eye of upper level Division I coaches, and just as coaching him, knowing him for a few years now, what is his competitive edge?
Well, the start, he's a great kid, but you know, when he locks in and he steps between the white lines, it's him on the mound and whoever's in the batter's box, and that's how it's going to be with him. But he competes like nobody I've been around. You know, the guys see Sears is pitching and they step it up a little bit.
Yep.
You know, he attacks hitters. He doesn't want to fall behind. He wants to strike everybody out if he possibly could, and most days it feels like he can. But no, he's a special player. He's got elite talent. Great kid. I'm happy for him.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I've been playing with Ben for a while now. Happy to see what he's become and where he's heading to. You know, very proud of him. One thing with him is, like you said, he wishes he could strike everybody out. He would be happy if he had 3 pitches strike out on every single kid.
Oh, yeah.
And that'd be like the best day of his life. You know, he's the ultimate competitor, and definitely brings the fire out in his teammates.
Mm-hmm.
And great player to play with.
Yeah.
So, do you have any weekly takes or anything after going back and forth between the 14U and the 19U tournaments? What did you see? What do you want to work on going in for the rest of the summer?
Yeah, I think the biggest difference was the first 19U game I was at in Saratoga. I come right from a 14U game, and I sat down, and Ben was actually pitching, and I just kind of said to Cody, look at the speed of the game, how different it is. I mean, we were in a stadium, the ball had a little bit more echo, but just the crack of the bat, how hard guys run, how quick they are, just everything like that. And I think I went back to the 14s the next day. We had a few guys watching, and I was like, do you guys understand what the difference is between now and, you know, that's 5 years from now?
Yep.
And I think if we can try to approach the game like that now, it's only going to help them. It's only going to get better for them. So I'm trying to let them see that and get them exposed to that as early as we can.
Absolutely. You know, that's one of the great things about the Prospects program is all of our coaches and our players our coaches have been exposed to that level, that high level of talent, that high level of competition. Mm-hmm. They know what it's like, and they know where players need to be to compete at the level that they want to compete at.
Right.
You know, that college level. And for players too, the younger guys, they get to see the kids on the 19s, the 17s, all these older kids, how they go about their daily work, how they grind up at the plate, in the on the mound. You know, when they're on the field, the competitiveness and, you know, just the demeanor they bring out when they're playing, the younger kids get to learn from that, and they get to see what it means to be a college player, and they get to firsthand experience that, and that only helps them in their journey and where they want to take their careers.
Yeah, definitely. Whether the 19s and the 17s, 16s realize it or not, they're leading by example around here. Every time teams are in and out between practices, lessons, it's the guys see that, and you know, as cliche as it sounds, they want to look up to that. They want to emulate. They want to eventually be better than that. Mm-hmm. So what a great place to start, right?
Absolutely. All right. Thank you, Kutu.
Thank you, Justin.
It was a pleasure.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for another more installments of Prospects TV.
Take care, guys.